That was a wonderful hour of Napoleon Dynamite themed tunes. I had a great time. I know y'all had a great time. I'm simply positive. Now we're going to be starting with Sticky and Zook. An 80s themed hour. And which 80s, you will soon find out.
Thank you. as good. We know you expected something. And it was something else. This is 80s. It is 1880s. It is 1980s. It is 1780s. Maybe 1680s, depending on how copyright laws worked back then.
Yeah. But you're definitely seeing some 1880s right now. What song are we playing?
This is the classic. I mean, just heart-wrenching. The Sea Hath Its Pearls by Charles Gounod and Pascal Bonnier, K. Lutters, M. Filograsso, and O. Mitaine.
Sweet.
I don't know where any of those people are from, so I don't know about the pronunciation, but Charles Gounod is best known for his opera Faust and Romeo and Juliet.
Hey.
For his Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
And next we have Sailing Saving Over the Bounding Sea. Where are we?
We are in Medford, but more specifically, WMFO Medford. And this is Toby and... Say my name.
Stefano.
Exactly. We are Sticky and...
Zook.
Perfect. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Sailing Over the Bounding Sea by the Mellow Men with Thurl Ravenscroft.
Many a stormy wind shall blow. Heave ho, my lads, the wind blows free. A pleasant gale is on our lee. And soon across the ocean clear, our gallant bark shall bravely steer. But ere we part from England's shores tonight, a song we'll sing for home and beauty bright. Then here's to the sailor, and here's to the heart so true, who will think of him upon the waters blue. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. A stormy wind shall blow, and Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing, we're sailing over the bounding main. For many a stormy wind shall blow, and Jack comes home again. Many a wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again.
Oh, Canada, the knows a girl, oh, all is sad, the blood of glory.
right, we are back in business. What a great song. So patriotic. That was Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA.
Was it ever?
Released 1984, so that is right. It's right in the 1980s, which is part of the 80s.
It is true. It's one of the many 80s that have happened on this good green earth.
Yes, this is true. What do you know about Bruce Springsteen?
They call him the boss.
Yep.
He's from Jersey, Asbury Park.
Oh my gosh, no way.
And why'd you know way that? Everybody's from Jersey.
It's a lot. That is true. A lot of people are from Jersey.
Typically the worst ones, though, I think.
Yes.
Maybe call me crazy, I agree. But I wouldn't if I were you.
Are you saying that there are a lot of people in the world who are bad? Vis-a-vis your logic.
No, I'm saying there's a lot of New Jerseyers who are bad.
But you said everyone comes from Jersey, so...
Darn.
It's okay, I'm not from Jersey, so we're good.
You got me there.
We're good.
You did get me.
Oh, we should do a Jersey remix.
Should we?
Yeah, those are great. Those are really fun. No.
No, I don't
know. No. All right, for sure. I got you.
I got this idea about 5 minutes before the show when I was like, oh no, what do we do? And I got this incredible idea, which I'm hoping I get another incredible idea. I'll tell that after. Because in Portlandia, they have this song, and it's like, the dream of the eight. I'm not going to tell you. Just wait, guys, and we may or may not have two songs on the queue for
what?
Later in the show.
And that those songs could be the one that you just heard from Toby.
The first. Yeah, so my predicament is, you know, T86.
Oh, I do. I love T86.
I'm auditioning, and I don't know what I'm cooking.
Oh.
And I gotta go do it. I have to cook tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Dude.
It has to be ready by 7 or 7:30 or something. 7, I think.
You have to have the dish prepared by 7 or you have to start at 7?
I have to bring them the dish, be there by 7.
Oh. So is it like a...
It's like a
Master Chef kind of deal where you're
like
in
you
a...
No, you bring the dish.
No, okay.
They don't have a crazy...
What are you planning on making, man?
I'm kind of in a pickle. I might just cop out and do a roast chicken.
No. You can't do a roast chicken.
You don't think that's good?
I mean, it is, but the person that I know who got in did like a... Well, I guess she did chicken, but she did orange something chicken, like a jasmine orange chicken with like some crazy like herb crust. I don't know. Roast chicken is good. What are your favorite things to make?
A lot of stuff. I like a pasta, and I could make a banging pasta, but it needs that 15 people need to each have 3 bites.
Okay.
And
why 3? What's the reasoning for
this? It's just
three?
Like, oh, that's let the, us okay. Make sure you have enough food to have 3 bites.
Oh, for sure.
It's 15 of us.
That's a good roast chicken, though.
And I need to make 2. I'd probably make 2.
Two roast chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, aren't some people going to get good meat, some people going to get bad meat, you know?
That's the issue. This is what I'm thinking about. This is the problem, but I don't know what to do. Because it's got to be big. Pasta doesn't work because it's going to transport. Pasta after 10 minutes sucks.
This is true.
Like, it can be good, but, like, it's... Eh.
Ooh. I mean, what about, like, an amuse-bouche?
Yeah, but, like...
Or does it have to be substantial?
No, it needs to be 3 bites.
Yeah, so you just have 3 amuse-bouches.
A really big amuse-bouche. So I need to make 45 amuse-bouches.
Wait, are there only 15 people in T86?
15... Apparently, there's, like, 4 or 5 right now. There's, like, nobody.
Oh,
everybody
shoot.
Graduated. The
so
nice thing is if I don't make
me.
It, I think I'll be okay.
No! I'm kidding, of course you will. You'll have time to cook.
Yeah.
As long as you keep cooking, you'll love it.
So what do I do?
Well, you listeners, think a little bit. We'll give you 2 songs, and if you have any strokes of genius, let us know in 2 songs by calling which number, Toby?
855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636.
That's right. If you're numerically inclined, that's 855-915-9636. All right, we're going for 2 songs. If you have any ideas, once we're back on, give us a call, all right? Sweet.
Peace.
That's just part of the deal.
Hello? We are back one more time. We have a caller on the line who has some ideas about our cooking. Isn't that right, Toby? Yes. All right, we got someone on the line. Toby's just having a little chat, vetting them, you know. As those songs were playing, Massive Attack, we were talking about chickens. Seems like a rotisserie chicken is on the, you know, on the list for potentials. Yeah, so rotisserie chicken it is with a reduced juice, a housse de poule. I don't know how to say anything in French. Anyways, yeah, so he's applying for a top secret club at Tufts T86. You should buy tickets to their food showings if Toby gets in. If not, we don't condone hating clubs, but, you know, I would say if Toby doesn't get in, I'm a hater. All right. Yeah, so we just got a request and a suggestion, I'm sure. We have a great song that we were going to play. We may save it for last because, God, is it a great song. Am I right?
I could not agree more.
All right.
That it is a great song.
That's what I'm saying. But what are we playing next, Toby?
Next we have a I Ran So Far Away by A Flock of Seagulls was the listener's request.
By A Flock
request.
Of Seagulls.
Yeah.
That's a nice instrumental song for a little bit at the beginning.
I can't wait for it.
It's great. It is great.
Thank you very much to
Me
the caller.
Personally.
Remember, call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
All right. Should we run it?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. What a song. Oh my gosh, I feel so patriotic.
Ditto.
Why did we play that song? Because that was made in the beautiful 1780s.
Give or take.
Yeah, because I don't think the anthem was made as the country was created. I believe it was, at least in the 80s, fingers crossed, 1780s. What a great song.
A classic from the, what many have called the century of Whitney Houston, the 18th century.
Yep, and many people are saying that.
That's what the people are saying. I don't know if you know, but a lot of the people are saying that.
And yeah, we love Whitney Houston.
You know what else people are saying?
What are they saying?
In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning, and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths. 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates.
Damn.
More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And just in case you're wondering about these sources, we have Statista.com, NHTSA.gov, CDC.gov, BradyUnited.org, CDC.gov, NIDA.NIH.gov, CDC.gov, Healthline.com. And I can give you the rest of the URLs if you're looking for it. Just let me know.
How about later?
Okay, no, later is a great idea.
For sure. No, I love that. I think that says a lot about our society.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? I did love. It was very calming. It was very soothing how you read that, and that just kind of got me thinking about ASMR, which is a problem.
Yes.
I know. What if we did one whole, like what if we did an entire episode
ASMR.
Like ASMR?
I think that's a wonderful idea, Stefano.
Yeah, we should. Okay. That was a weird moment. Sorry.
There's a lot for you listeners.
Sorry to any civilians that were, you know,
things are happening
overhearing
in the studio.
Yes. Check out our new YouTube channel, TNZ ASMR. Damn. You know it.
TNZ. What's with you giving me the whole name? TNZ?
Why do I keep doing that, man?
It's the second time.
It's basically just you. It's Toby Zuck.
To be clear, Sticky is a big, if not perhaps the largest part of this radio show. And without him, I'd be literally nothing.
Funnily enough.
Without bones.
Yes, it would be a deboned chicken.
A deboned chicken.
One could say.
One could say.
That was another strategy that Toby was going for his cooking off tonight. Well, funnily enough, my name is actually graffitied onto...
Allegedly.
...the wall. I believe it or not, it wasn't me, but my name is there. It's down a little bit there, Toby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't me, man. I've never held a pen
Well, you
in
know
this
not
room.
To write on the red.
Well, exactly.
I mean, you're
That's
not
what
silly.
I wouldn't self-incriminate myself on air to... 23 people.
23 active listeners.
Active.
Listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys are the bomb, for sure.
You make the show worth it.
Let me hit a quick refresh. Oh, we're down to 21.
Oh, no.
Someone quit in our ramble, our waffle.
Our waffle, but it's good waffle. It's delicious. I like, hear me out, whipped cream on my waffles.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm with you on that.
I'm so
a big.
Glad.
I'm a big... Syrup, though, on...
You say
like,
syrup?
What do you say?
Syrup.
Okay.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup? No, because sir is S-I-R.
Well,
syrup is S-Y-R-U-P.
That's how you spell it.
Yeah. Except it's not sir, it's a seer, isn't it?
Anyways, in European languages, would you believe that it's not spelled with a Y?
All
it's
European?
Spelled
S-I-R-O-P. Or simply romantic languages?
Shidoppo. So actually, you are wrong.
You're talking Shidoppo. About. You're talking actually in.
It's in Italian, which
specifically in Italian, but not think about all it, think European about
it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Dial it back.
French is Siro, S-I-R-O-P.
S-I-R-O, exactly.
Yeah. And it's pronounced Siro, still, Sirop, Siro, ouais. Siro d'érable,
mais pour mais, Siro. Mais le langue, qui
la
c'est?
Langue.
La langue.
Je suis pas sûr.
Désolé. La langue.
Ouais.
The you know the base language of all European languages is Latin. So
how
basically,
Latin
Italian trumps all.
No, I'm pretty sure Latin trumps all.
Bro, if a frail Roman child figured out what syrup was, he'd go insane, dude.
Can you imagine the amount of sugar?
No,
I want to go back, give a Tudor a peasant from the Tudor era mm-hmm. of England the ice spice munchkin latte. Which has 1,000 calories in it.
Does it not?
It has
You're joking.
One half your daily recommended dose
wow.
of nutrients.
Have you seen that ad by Netflix? Like, so, how do you get a drink from all this? And she goes, my hair's the color of pumpkin. Anyways, no, I think going back in time to Egyptian era and giving them a tech deck, which is the small skateboard you skate with your fingers, I think they would go crazy because they would hit, you know, the pyramids
the
with such, like, cool tricks.
The gnarliest. Gnar.
And it would be in the, like, the hieroglyphs of that would be crazy, bro.
Can you imagine?
You'd have, like, you'd have this
skateboards
guy.
Come?
Yeah, skateboards, oh and they're like, oh, dude, the hieroglyphs of skateboard. Because, I mean, who hasn't, in their younger years, you know, drawn little stick figures doing cool tricks on the side of their notebooks, you know? So take that and just make it Egyptian.
This is something we don't talk about enough, was that, did you, I don't know, where were you growing up until you were like 12?
India.
So I don't know if you saw these, but here we had a lot of infomercials, which were like, there was like a snake thing, like a soft snake.
Okay.
It's like some cloth thing, and it had a string attached, and you could like.
Oh my god! But a little like it doesn't. It wasn't really a snake. It was like a little nose thing.
Yeah, it was like a really
oh,
long
for sure.
nose.
I got that.
We also had like a. It was like a sack of beads, like this big, and you used it, and you like flipped it and stuff on your hands.
No, I didn't get that one. I've never. I don't know what an infomercial is, but I'm sure it's really.
It's like where they're like, buy now and you get your second one 50% off.
Oh, like a.
It's like what
a
we
tele-
do with phone number.
Telemarketing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think this is a great waffle with whipped cream and optionally
yes.
syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. Syrup.
Where? No, Shidoppo.
Shidoppo.
How dare you?
Shidoppo. Si, Stefano. Oh, yeah, by J-Lo is next off of Stella.
Sweet.
Remaster 2005.
Thank you. another girl like you.
All right, that was Break My Stride, Matthew Wilder. What a song. One of my favorites of the era, and that ain't even a joke. You know, I've memorized that song. Every line, every pause, every semáforo, you know what I mean? Anyways, Toby, speak to me. Tell me what song we're doing next.
Next, basically almost entirely because of the name of the band Oingo Boingo, we will be playing Weird Science.
Weird by Oingo Science. Boingo.
As a reminder, this is Sticky and Zook, and y'all are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio. Can you remind us what that song before Break My Stride was? Because I love that song, and I want to make sure everyone knows it so they can play it whenever they want.
Oh, because they want to.
Yeah, oh,
it wasn't The Sea Hath Its Pearls, was it? Or Sailing Over the Bounding Main?
You know, those are great songs.
It wasn't those?
I don't think it was that. I think it was
by Yellow.
Oh yeah. That was the song. Oh yeah, by Yellow. Please stream that song. We're trying to get that to break the top 100 in a freak rebirth of Oh Yeah. Anyways, here's our last song. Toby, what is it again?
Weird Science by Oingo Boingo.
That's correct. Hit it.
From my hand, why don't people understand my intention? Weird science. Elastic tubes and pots and pans. Bits and pieces, bits and pieces. My creation, is it real?
tummy again, and my tummy.